Bob Melvin joins us on Sports Byline, the fine manager of the Oakland Athletics that won the American League Western Division. Of course, that dramatic finish at the end of the season, and he has been named the American League Manager of the Year. You know, Bob, have you had an opportunity yet to just sit back, reflect on the season, and kind of absorb everything that happened, particularly at the end?
You know, it comes a little bit at a time. You know, certainly right away we were still kind of stunned. We really felt like we had a chance to win the series against the Detroit. So the season ends very abruptly, and you have to get past that pain and so forth. But then as the offseason goes along, you reflect a little bit more kind of where the team was at spring training, where we ended up at the end, the contributions from so many people. It was, as far as the regular season goes, it was an electric season.
I think you know as well as I do, there's certain truisms when it comes to baseball, and one of those is certainly with the number of first- or second-year players that you had, you usually don't make the drive at the end of the season like you guys did, and maybe don't even win your division. Is that the thing that, having been in baseball for so many years as you have, is the thing that surprises you and makes you smile the most?
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, we had to win those last six games. We had to run the table to win it, and even then, we weren't even that far ahead of ourselves. We were just trying to get to the playoffs. And then once Texas came in, we beat Seattle three in a row. Texas came in, we won the first one. Then all of a sudden, you know, if you win the next two, you have a chance. And that's when the Coliseum really started rocking. And that was probably the most electric, three games end of the season I've ever been part of.
Is part of the success of the team the fact that they were so young that they were kind of oblivious to the pressure they were under, Bob?
Maybe a little bit. You know what? Once you get in that position late in the season, there's so many media outlets and there's so much more that you have to deal with. You know, especially for us in Oakland, where, you know, we don't get the type of attention maybe some of the bigger market teams do. So now when you get close to the playoffs, all of a sudden you're dealing with a different dynamic and you kind of get used to that going into it. I think it's just a very excited group that was having a lot of fun together, playing selflessly and I think they kind of embraced that and enjoyed the attention we were getting there at the end of the year and certainly in the playoffs.
And also, did you think to yourself, Bob, in those last couple of weeks, you know, one of the things I've got to do is kind of keep it even-keeled for myself so that the team will play off of that energy and everything? I would think that would be something you'd try to do just to send that type of signal to your team.
Yeah, you know, they certainly, the way you react and the way you act during games, you know, does go a long way in kind of how the team is acting. But, you know, we had a great coaching staff, and it starts early in the day when we're working with guys, especially as many younger guys we have during the course of the season, works into the game, and then you start having some success. So I think there was quite a bond between the coaches and the players and a confidence between the coaches and the players that we were in this thing together. And I think at the end of the day, we all had contributions to how the clubhouse was, how the dugout was during games, and the confidence that we had.
You were one step away, of course, from going to the World Series, and you had the advantage on the Detroit Tigers. And I'm just wondering, usually when somebody loses a series like that, if they have a young team, they say, well, they don't have that type of playoff experience. Can that be said about the Oakland A's in that series against Detroit?
I think it came down to Justin Verlander being awfully good in that last game because, you know, we could have taken that attitude when we lost the first two games, and we came back and won the next two dramatically. So I don't think we took that attitude at all. We went into the last game fully expecting to beat Justin Verlander. I think he pitched one of the better games in postseason history that particular night. So I think more than anything, it was him.
You know, when you take a look at the pitching staff and as young as it was and all the rookies you had in it, what was it that made them so, you know, collectively good? I mean, what was it about them? And you had injuries as well in which you had to go down into the minor leagues and pull somebody up. But it was always somebody that was picking up this team game after game.
Yeah, it was a bond between the younger guys at the end of the season. We had five rookie starters. You know, we lost Brandon McCarthy when he got hit by the line drive. Bartolo Colon went out with a PD infraction. And, you know, those were two veteran guys. Brett Anderson came back at the right time from his Tommy John. And then we had four, you know, rookies starting on top of that. And I think there was just kind of a confidence between all of them that they didn't have to do too much. That if they didn't do it on a particular night, somebody else was going to pick them up the next night, and you create that kind of momentum, and that they were awfully good for a younger group, and we had a lot of confidence in them. They pitched a lot of big games.
Let me take you back to Phoenix. You and I were sitting in the dugout down there, and we kind of chatted a little bit, and I'm wondering what you thought of your team when you were at spring training, and where did they surprise you the most out of what you saw in spring training and about the team that as they finished?
You know what? I liked our team in spring training. I thought the pitching was kind of the unknown. We had some guys we thought were going to do well offensively. It really surprised me in the first half of the season when we didn't do as well offensively as I thought. And then the pitching, you know, with the younger guys, kind of the unknown, they were the ones that kind of held the day there, certainly in the first half. And then we got it all going offensively in the second half. So, I just looked at the group, and I knew we had some pieces there. I knew we had a chance to get better. Billy was great about implementing different pieces throughout the course of the season that ended up, being instrumental for us, whether it's a Brandon Engine in the middle of the season or something like that, and it played out that way. So we really weren't sure in spring training other than the fact that we felt like we had a lot of talent.
You had two players that really contributed a great deal to you, particularly offensively, and that was Cespedes. And there was a lot of questions. You know, here is a guy that comes from Cuba, had not played in the major leagues before, not sure how he was going to be able to handle major league pitching. And the other was Reddick, who gave you a lot of pop in your lineup as well. Talk to me a little bit about the introduction of Cespedes. Is there anything that surprised you about him?
Well, there was a lot unknown because there wasn't a lot of scouting on him. We saw the international play, and that was about all you could go on. So it was a great sign and a risky sign whenever you don't have the type of information that you do on players in the States. And, he paid huge dividends for us. He's a terrific talent, a very serious guy about baseball, and sky's the limit for him. He's just going to get better and better. Over the course of the season, he got better and better. Once he learned the opponent and how to, whether it's using video and how to combat, so many different pitchers, so many new guys, he did that brilliantly. And again, he's just going to get better and better.
And what about Reddick?
Well, Josh is that's another great trade. I mean, we had to give up an Andrew Bailey for him, and who was, one of our last couple of All-Stars. And there were just some unknowns based on the fact that he wasn't, he hadn't played in the big leagues that much. Billy loved him, and boy, from the first day of first spring training, he didn't disappoint, not only offensively with the 30-plus homers he hit, but he played gold glove defense in right field, and for a young guy, became a leader. So those were two guys that we weren't expecting those kind of contributions, and when you have the type of season we did, guys have to step up, and those two guys were at the top of the list.
Bob, you were a catcher for 10 seasons in the majors, now have coming up on 10 seasons shortly in the major leagues as a manager. And I'm just wondering about the way the Oakland A's did it with their, I think it was around $60 million payroll. And you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Yankees, the Red Sox, and all of them. Is there a message in the way the Oakland A's built their team, or is it just something that's an exception rather than the rule?
No, I think it's always been something this organization has been very good at, is getting, the most wins out of dollars. I mean, we this organization with the limited resources, and we were less than 60, I think we started in the mid-50s last year, you have to be right, and you have to be able to withstand some injuries, and to do that, you have to be able to do it within your minor league system. So it's they've been great about identifying talent, not only at the big league level, but who's behind, and doing it on limited resources. We have great scouts. We have a great evaluation system. Starts with Billy and David Force at the top. And, it's been something that the A's have been known for, and proud to be part of that organization.
If it had been any other season, the way the A's finished it with the success that they had, I would say that if the Angels added the parts that they've added in the offseason with Josh Hamilton coming on board, and then they already got Albert Pujols, and then you take a look at Trout, and you look at all these players, I would think it would be an intimidating factor for a young team still developing like the Oakland A's. But off of the success that you had last year, do you feel that there will not be that intimidation factor of an Angels team with all the talent that they've accumulated?
No, I don't think after a year like we had. Now, you're certainly going into last year, we were dealing with the same thing. They had signed Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson, the two top free agents at the time, and so we were dealing with all the hoopla of that and leading into spring training, and again, it's going to be that way with them, and it just seems like our division gets tougher and tougher. So based on the fact that we had some success against both Texas and the Angels last year, I don't think anybody's scared of anybody. We know that there's a lot of talent there, and we respect them, but we also understand that we won the division last year.
How long does it take you to recharge your batteries and get ready for another season, Bob?
Well, after a good season, not long. So, you know, the winter meetings come in December, and after the first of the year, you're itching to get back. WBC this year, too, is going to get us started a little bit earlier in spring training. So certainly as January 1st hit, a lot of your thoughts and efforts go into February, what I think it's fifth for us.
Bob, I want to thank you very much for your time. You've always been very gracious to me, and especially for the servicemen and servicewomen that get a chance to catch the show each night on the American Forces Network. Take care, and we'll talk to you down at spring training.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on at any time, Ron.
Bob Melvin with us again, former catcher who played 10 seasons in the major leagues and has managed in the major leagues for 8 seasons. And what a great job he did with the Oakland A's, the American League Manager of the Year. We continue on Sports Byline.